thinking of. Those tonight who held up their hand accepting Jesus. Certainly. Maybe 30 or 40 of them did. But look, friend, they couldn't have held up their hands unless God called them. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father calls him first. And all that comes, I'll give him everlasting life. Now, they're babies just beginning. Now, they want to know who this Christ is as they accept it. They've heard of Buddha, they've heard of idols, they've heard of other religions, and so forth outside of Christianity. But who is this that they just accepted Christ? They did it by faith. Now, I said he raised from the dead. He's not a dead one, God. Muhammad, Buddha, all the rest of them have been dead for thousands of years. But Jesus raised from the dead. And he's alive tonight. That's the only thing can prove it. Now, here we are, just a little handful of people. But the resurrected Jesus Christ who represents Christianity is here tonight to prove that all of you Christians, you're on the right side. Absolutely. You can't fail. You're in Christ. Now, say if the woman, she may be sick. She may have affliction. She may have troubles in her heart. She may not even be standing for herself. Maybe somebody else she's here for. She's got financial troubles. Maybe she's got a children somewhere that she wants to pray for. I don't know. I can tell you. There's only one who does know, and that's God. But it's the same thing like the woman at the well. Jesus talked to the woman at the well, so he, first thing he began to speak to her, then he actually carried a conversation with her. He said to her, go get your husband. She said, I have none. So that's right, she got five. Well, she said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Now, I know when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. St. John 4. He'll tell us these things, but who are you? What was the sign of the Messiah? What was the sign? He'll know the secrets of your heart. Is that right? The sign of the Messiah. Said, I know, we know, we Samaritans know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll do these things, but who are you? You must be a prophet. He said, I'm he that speaks to you. And she went to the city and said, come see a man. That's right. That's right. You go tell the same thing tomorrow. Come see a man at church in the morning. Say, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who knows all the secrets of your heart. Now this woman, believing her to be a righteous woman, and now she is a Christian, or has done and told me, if God will tell me what she's here for, just like he did the woman at the well, like he did all through the Bible, will you believe then that Jesus really has risen from the dead and here tonight? Will you do it? Would you just raise your hand and say, I'll do it if I know it. If it can be proven to me, it'll take all the skeptic out of my mind. Now may the Lord grant it. I just want to talk to the lady just a moment. And then that's going to be up to you, whatever you think about it. Now you have to know it's supernatural. I'm sad to say some of you don't believe it, but it's so anyhow. You can't hide yourself now. See, he's done anointed me now. That's right. But you'll see, then your attitude towards it will determine your destination. That's right. Now, sister, as a turn to you morning that you are a Christian.
Oh, as soon as the Holy Spirit, just a few moments ago, I want to ask you something. There was a strange feeling come to you. They're just kind of like a sacred feeling. Isn't that right? Even to bring tears to your eyes. That's right. That's when the anointing struck you. The angel of God you see on the paper. As he's here now. That's what you feel right now. Such a sweet feeling. No one. Oh, if you could just only feel this wonderful heavenly atmosphere. It's his presence. Now, you all seen that angel on the picture? Almighty God, who will judge me at the day of judgment, knows that that angel is right here now. You looking this way, looking right straight toward him. Not me, him. I can just feel it moving in the audience everywhere. Now, if I can talk to the lady just a moment. Now, sister, being a stranger to you, never seen you in my life, then if God will let me know what you come here for and will tell me something that you know that I don't know nothing about, you'll know it has to come through supernatural power. But will you believe it's the Lord Jesus and will accept whatever you're after as he gives it to you and will believe him? And I've represented him right. Now I've been speaking about him and telling what he is. Now it's him to reveal to me. Isn't that right? Now, if the audience can hear me, which I know not how loud my voice is, the lady is moving away from me. And I see her, she's at some kind of a place. It's a doctor's office or a hospital. She's being having an operation. And it's on her hand. It's her right hand and her middle finger. And she's got, the doctor says there, I believe it says it's a malignancy. And he operated, but it didn't do it any good. And it's moving again. And the woman is also suffering. I see her where she's changing her garment. And she's suffering with something in her leg. It's a varicose vein that she's rubbing, which cramps her in her leg. Those things are true, are they, lady? If they are, raise up your hand. Do you believe? Now, I do not know what I said to the woman. That wasn't me talking. That was that angel you see on that picture. Now, whatever he said, test it and see if it's truth or not. Now, if that anointing is here, and I lay my hands on the woman, when the last words that ever come from Jesus' mouth, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. These signs shall follow them that believe. The last thing he said, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? Then whatever it is, I pray for sister while you pray too. Would you come forward? Heavenly Father, thou knowest this person, and I ask that you heal her and make her well, or give her the desire of her heart, and may she live long, and may her testimony stir the neighborhood where she lives. This blessing I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you now, sister. Go, don't doubt it, but believing with all your heart that Jesus gives you the victory. Praise the Lord. He is great, marvelous. He cannot fail, for he is the Lord God. Amen. How we love him and praise him. Lady sitting right back there, right back at the end of the row there, has got heart trouble. Sitting there looking at me like that. Don't fear. Your faith saves you, just saying. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you? If you do, you may have your healing. Thank you. Here, as you might know, just about two rows in front of you, second in, arthritis. If you believe that Jesus Christ make you well, you may have what you ask for. Amen. Little lady clapping her hands here, right here in front, been having a flutter when she lays down, especially at nighttime after she eats. That's right. Isn't that right, sister? Put your hand up to your mouth like that. Isn't that true? Right here, a little shawl around your shoulder. When you lay down, you smother. You think it's heart trouble, but it isn't. It's indigestion. You're eating, and pushes through the tube up and makes your heart flutter. You won't have that no more. Your faith will make you well. You don't have a prayer card, do you? You don't need one. You just have faith. Now the man before me, isn't Jesus the same? What happened? The woman's faith, she was praying. It touched Jesus. Not me. But our lips is the only lips he's got on earth. Our hands is the only hands he's got. I'll be with you even in you. Manifesting itself to the world. Things that I do shall you also. Just using our lips to speak. What is it, Brother Branham? It's yielding to the Holy Spirit. That's all yielding. Find out what he wants to use you for and then yield to him. If it's to go talk to somebody, yield yourself and go talk. Believe. Now the man standing here. Good evening, Dad. We're strangers to each other, aren't we, brother? I had never seen you in my life. Now I'd imagine if my father was living tonight, he'd be about your age. He was kind of a man about your size. Dad, I'd give the world tonight if he was standing where you are. I'll never see him no more on this earth. He's gone on. God, rest his soul, his gallant soul. But Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead. Now, you know, I know nothing of you, Dad. I'm just a man standing here. Probably you're old enough to be my father. And I never seen you, never met you. Only God alone knows anything about you. That is true, isn't it? But Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, knows all about you, doesn't he? He certainly does. Certainly. Now, this man, if the audience can hear me, I don't know how loud I speak. But I'm somewhere else. I know I'm on a platform, but I'm also standing at a hospital. The man has been operated on. It was for a hernia. And he had two operations. And one of them hurt him real bad, and that was the first one. The second one wasn't so bad. And you're a married man, you're a wife. She's here, and she's got trouble with her leg. And you got a boy. And the boy is a middle-aged man. And he's had polio. And he's got crippled hands. And he's here with you tonight. Those things are true. Do you believe? Oh God, my Savior, I pray that you'll give this, my brother, the deep desire of his heart. Whatever it is, Lord, that he has need of, I pray in Jesus' name as I hug this dear old brother to my bosom. May you give him his desire. Amen. God bless you, my dear brother. Receive what you come for. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. Brother Woods, if you would come here, stand by me, if you will, for a few minutes to kind of help, if they would. Are you believing with all your heart? Just have faith. Oh, how wonderful. Praise be to God. Sir, do you believe God can heal you of that trouble with your knees sitting there praying? Sitting right back here about 7 rows back, 6 or 7 right here, sitting on the front. Got trouble with the knees? Do you believe God? Right? Lay your hand back. You, sir, there with the red shirt on. Turn around and lay your hand on that lady laying right behind you. Right behind you. Right back behind you. You're looking at me so earnestly. Sitting right behind you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll grant this blessing to the person that I'm asking for your glory. Amen. Wouldn't hurt you, sir. I'll show you something that you might not know. To the lady that had the trouble with her knee, lay your hand on the lady next to you, because she's suffering with a gallbladder trouble. That's right, isn't it, lady? If it is, raise up your hand. All right. Now, lady, you lay your hand over on her. Now, in Jesus' name, may it never bother you again. That you might know, too, the lady sitting next to you has a neck trouble. Back trouble. That's right, isn't it, lady? That's right. Raise up your hand. Amen. He's here. Jesus is raised from the dead. He's alive among you. I challenge your faith to look and live. Believe with all your heart. You can have what you ask for. How do you do, sir? We're strangers to each other, I suppose, sir. I don't know you, but God does know you, doesn't he? He said to me the night that he met me that I was called to pray for sick people. That's why that light come when I was only 3 minutes old. And I told him people wouldn't believe me. He said as Moses was given signs to prove that he was sent from God to deliver the children of Israel, you'll be given signs too. He said you'll tell them the very thought that's in their heart, and by this they will believe. Do you believe that? Me being a stranger to you, not knowing you, but God does know you. And if he will reveal to me the secret of your heart, or the desire of your heart, then you will accept what you've come for. Will the audience do the same thing? God bless you, brother. Now the man moves from me, if the audience can hear me. The man is here for somebody else. It's his wife. And she's in a hospital. And there's something, they got bandages wrapped around her leg. And she's got some kind of a breaking out all over. And you've come tonight to stand for her. And that you might know that I be God's servant, his prophet. You suffer also. And it's a stomach condition. Your stomach burns all the time. It's because you're so nervous and weary. It's an ulcer in the bottom pit of your stomach. Sometimes when you belch, you get teeth of sensitive like that with sour belches. And then you've got a stopped up tubes up in here and you're passing. That's the truth, isn't it? Do you believe you're going to go home and find what you've asked for? Then go and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. If you only believe, you'll see the lame walking in a few minutes, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the dumb speaking. Watch just a moment. They're in here. Just wait till faith gets that place. I'm expecting it. How do you do, sir? We're strangers to each other, sir. I don't know you, but God does know you, doesn't he? I try to be just reverent. Something happened, and I just didn't get to see where it was at. Somebody was healed. I got real weak, and I seen that light coming over the audience, but I couldn't see where it was at. Don't move around. Be real reverent. I believe it was in the balcony above me, or I couldn't tell. Just where you come from that direction. Now we're before God. We're in the presence of God. Be real reverent. Just believe with all your heart. It makes me awfully weak, so do pray in your heart. Now this man, here stands a man here I've never seen. He's here for some purpose, I don't know. I wish I could heal him. Wish I could, but I can't. Nobody else can. It takes God. He has to have faith in God. By a gift that God gave me, maybe I can cause his faith to rise up to where he will be. You believing, sir? What's your trouble? You've got tumors. The tumors is in your shoulder. That is right. Now, being that your coat swelled out with your that the public might think that I was looking at that. You believe me to be God's prophet? Look to me and just don't think of nothing. Just look to me and think of Jesus and say, Jesus, I believe you. So that the public will see that it won't be that. Maybe he'll show me something else. Yes? I see something else. You got a wife in trouble. She's with you? And she's suffering with something wrong with her leg. It's her left leg. And it's wrapped up in bandages right now. That's right, isn't it? Don't fear, sister. Now go receive what you've asked for. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may it be saved. That you might know something else. That trouble reads your legs as ulcers. That's right, isn't it? That's what the doctor said. I heard him when he said it. Have faith now. Don't disbelieve. Believe with all your heart. Now have faith, everyone. There's somebody sitting right in here that just is wonderfully having faith. I hope you get healed, ever who it is. It's coming from everywhere. How do you do, lady? We're strangers to each other. I've never seen you, I suppose. We're strangers to one another. You know me? You don't know me. Oh, I didn't think I'd ever seen you. Sometimes I see people and never, just they sit in the audience, you know, but I don't know what you're here for. I don't know nothing about you. You know that. But Jesus does. If God will reveal to me what you want, will you believe that He's here to give it to you? Will it settle with you forever? You accept it? Now don't be scared. You're warding off that anointing, see? That's the only thing that can help you. Wasn't there a man here just a few minutes ago had something on his shoulder? Was prayed for? Some man? Is that him? Oh, yes. That's right. I just seen you pass the platform again just a few moments ago. Seemed like you'd come from somewhere, a place called Indigo or something other like that. Is that where you live? Oh, I seen you leave the city. I couldn't tell you it was still here before me. Don't worry. Have faith. It's all light around you now. Just have faith. That was the interruption. Now you're here because you're nervous. And that's the reason you act the way you do, is because you're nervous and you're suffering from a shock. Isn't that right? A shock. And I see you. You was in an automobile accident that caused a shock that's brought this on to you. And you're not from this city. Neither you're from this state. You're from Michigan. And you come from a place called Crystal Falls or something other on that order. That's right. You want to go home and be well? Then believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe you're in His presence right now. Do you do it? This man sitting behind you, come with you. If you believe with all your heart, you can be made well. Do you believe it? Come here. Oh God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Thy Son, take away the curse, and may our sister be made completely whole. I ask in Jesus Christ's name with my hands upon her. Amen. It's quiet now. You feel all right now?
Yes.
Now, if that's right, tell the audience. You feel all right?
I feel all right. Jesus.
Makes you well.
Yes.
Amen. See? Are you German?
No. Finished?
Finished. Jesus. Have faith in God. Now, while you were sitting there and I turned and said what I did, do you believe me to be His prophet? Then go eat your supper. Your stomach trouble will go away from you. You won't bother you anymore. You believe that? Then go do as I tell you. Quit worrying. You're a deep thinker. You're always taking other people's troubles to yourself and crossing bridges before you get to it. You're always planning something that never happened. Quit thinking like that. Be happy and rejoice. It's a peptic ulcer. Can't help it. Makes your food sour and everything else in your stomach cranky. It won't hurt you no more. Go on, eat, and be happy and rejoice and serve Jesus Christ. Brother, coming with you comes a black spirit, which is death. It's a devil. Cancer. There's a lady sitting there also with cancer. Cancer on the pelvis bone. Is that right? I see you. I hear somebody, you're Miss Roy Zeitz or something like that. Isn't that right? Wave your hand. That's right. Now, the devil pulling between you, it's also both of you now. It's light between you now. Go believing with all your heart.
You know, if the devil calls one to another, they're screaming and calling one for help. And that's the reason I call for your prayer. Pray for me. Help. Keep praying, you see. It's a power. It's a battle. The devil's fighting wrong, fighting against right. Right against wrong. Quit being skeptic. Believe with all your heart. Be expecting you to be next. The Holy Spirit's healing all through the building. Be expecting to be next. Now, what the outcome of that is, I know not. I know the thing left him. There was a dark streak between them. And this one was calling for mercy. Help, help, help. Keep him from believing. Keep him from believing. I looked down to see where it was. I seen a woman. I seen another woman calling her. He called, I don't know what it was, called something another. I couldn't make it out just right. That dark streak all left then. And it turned light, and the Holy Spirit was moving between them. The life of it left. Have faith. And sister, God would cure you of that diabetes and make you well if you believe it. Do you believe it? You believe it? Then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may it be so. Amen. Have faith in God. Come, sister. Look just a way now to live. Look and believe on the Lord Jesus with all your heart. Now, you're suffering from a mental oppression, which is nervousness. You keep having strange and crazy thoughts running through your mind. Especially right late of the evening, you get real weak. Many times you have to sit down, and when the sun's setting, you get a gloomy spell comes on you. And the devil's trying to tell you you're going to lose your mind. Those things are true, lady. You were praying before you come. You prayed and said, if God, if you'll give me a prayer card and put me before a platform, I'll believe you'll heal me. That is right. If that's right, raise your hand. That's right. I see you where you were kneeling there. Now God has rewarded you, and your faith has healed you. It's gone from you. It was caused from menopause, but you're going to be well. So go on your own rejoicing, and I bless you, my sister, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Sister, if you'd stand there and believe that God will heal you of the heart trouble, you'd go right back down the steps and be made well. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Then turn and go right back down the steps and be whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Do you believe? Now don't be scared about hallelujah. The word hallelujah means praise our God. Now everybody bow your head. Here's a blind woman. Blind spirit. Our Heavenly Father, knowing what it is, see a blind person on the street, a little white cane. And the lady said practically all of her life she's been like this. Thou can make her see. Thou hast power. The one who healed blind Bartimaeus that day has raised from the dead. They said when the blind spirit went away from the man, he could see. Will you, by the name of your holy Son, Jesus, make the blind spirit leave our sister? And as your servant, I'll lay hands up on her and rebuke this blind spirit. You evil thing that would shut the sight of this woman off, cause her to walk before a vehicle somewhere and be killed, and send her to a premature grave. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ, I adjure thee to leave the woman. I want every person to keep their head bowed until I ask you to raise your head, please. Keep your head bowed, your eyes closed, please. Thank you. Raise your head a minute. Watch this.
If you can see, touch my nose, lady, with your finger. Take your hand, touch my nose.
How many fingers I have up?
Five.
How many I have now? One. Let's say praise be to God.
I'll walk right on over there.
Don't need her. Let her know herself. Let's say praise the Lord. Everybody. Our Heavenly Father, we raise our hands to Thee to give praise and glory. To say, O Lord, who killed and drove away the cataract out of the woman's eyes. O Jesus, Son of God, we worship Thee for Thy goodness and praise Thee for all Thou hast done. In Jesus Christ's name, we praise Thee. Amen. Look at the lady going on shaking hands with the people. What was it? Cataract. What is a cataract? Let me take a moment, just a moment. Give me your attention. What is a tumor? What's a cancer? It's a devil. Look here. Where did you come from? From one little germ. If I tear your body down, you go down to one germ. Where did that germ come from? Your father. What's beyond that germ is a teeny little cell, and you can only see it with your high-powered glass. What's beyond that little cell is life. Where'd that life come from? God. What's a cancer? It's a lie. Look, there's no cancer on my hand. There might be sometime. What does cancer come from? Everything in the natural represents the spiritual. A cancer would be a scavenger, buzzard, eats dead things. A cancer comes from a bruise. And then when that bruise comes, there's a little cell in there that's bruised that backslides. A life, another life, not your life, a germ comes in there. It's a spirit first that develops itself around it by a germ, or takes a germ that's already in your body and takes its place. Satan cannot create. He can only pervert what God has created. So he comes into that little germ. And what does he do? He begins to build cells, grows. A cataract does the same thing. Now, it gets bigger. What's it to do? Your little germ is to make you live. That germ is to suck the blood from you to kill you. Tuberculosis, everything else, it's devils, lies. It's malignancy, it's growing, it's gross. Now look here, the cataract in that woman's eyes, blind. What happened? Now, I'm not dealing with that growth. I'm dealing with the life in that growth. Just like here, what if there was a transparent band around my hand, shutting off the circulation? The doctor, the only thing he can operate is what he can see or what he can feel. He can neither see or feel that. He said, well, just like on the sight, you went blind. What made you go blind? Well, the optical nerve died. Well, what killed it? You went deaf. What did it? What made you go deaf? Well, the nerve in your ear died. What killed it? Your nerves didn't die all over. Well, now, the doctor says the nerve died. What does the Bible say? The Bible said it's a spirit. When the deaf spirit come out of the man, deaf spirit, he could hear it. When the blind spirit left the man, he could see the blind spirit. So that cataract in the woman's eyes, what happened? It was just like that transparent band. It was growing a growth and shutting off the sight. All right, what happened? Now, as soon as this transparent band, now don't kill it back this way, it kills it up that way. That's the reason when you go blind, your nerves don't die over your body. When you go deaf from the nerve, it don't die over the body, it just dies there. What is it? It's a supernatural force that shuts it off. Now, if that's released immediately, it'll hurt a little, but the circulation will start back. Anything that interrupts nature is the devil. God intends you to be healthy and strong, but the devil comes and interrupts what God has did. You see what I mean? Now, that cataract had grown a body, going over her eyes, eating and living from the mucus from her eye. Now, I wasn't dealing nothing with the growth. The doctor might look in there, the growth's still there. But what happened? I call the spirit, the life in the growth. What happens? Out goes the life. Anyone knows, any hunters in here hunts deers? Let's see your hand. Got a lot of brethren, haven't I? Notice, you kill a deer tonight and tell the boys how much it weighs. Be careful in the morning. It'll be pounds lighter. Is that right? Sure, it'll shrink. Let it lay there a few days and it'll be pounds heavier. Is that right? Let a little dog get run over on the street. Or an undertaker in here. Watch it tomorrow. The body, if a person dies and got a false eye, false teeth, they'll take it out. Why? It'll push out. The body will shrink. And let it lay there. It starts rotting, decaying, cells breaking down. After 72 hours, it starts pushing up. Now, what happens? Now, when this spirit of that cataract went out of the woman's eyes, now she can see. She'll see better. Tomorrow it'll be better. Next day it'll be better. Then it'll go getting bad again. Getting bad. What's the matter? The thing's just swelling. What was the cancer? The cancer said, the pain's gone. Oh, I feel so much better. The tumor. Oh, my, I feel so much better. Why? It's dead. It's shrinking. Watch out. It'll do that for 72 hours. After 72 hours, you start getting sick. Right then is where the danger line comes. You'll say, oh, I lost my healing. No! That's the best sign in the world you got your healing. The thing is dead. It's a piece of rotten flesh there, and it's certain the bloodstream's got to pack off the impurities of the body, and it picks that up, it causes fever. Even a bad tooth will cause you to have a fever. Any infection. What about a strip of meat that long like a cancer or that big around that's dead laying in your body? See? Don't doubt. Believe. If it's anchored up here, you'll reason it out and say, well, I guess I lost it. But if it's down here, all devils in hell can't make you doubt it. You believe it anyhow. Because something took place. Not intellectually, but revelation. That's where Jesus built his church. Everybody's in it is built on the same thing. I say, who does man say I, the Son of Man, am? Some say, well, you're Moses, or you're the Elisha, or you're the prophets. Said, who do you say? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Look. The Catholic says that it was built up on Peter. The Protestant said it was built up on Christ. Neither one. Jesus didn't say that. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed it. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. The spiritual revelation of Jesus Christ. Upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. A spiritual, revealed truth of Jesus Christ. Wonderful. Dad, or he started taking insulin, won't get over that diabetes, won't be well. You believe it, he heals you? And he's going off the platform serving you. Let's say praise the Lord. If you can believe. Have faith in God. Heart trouble and everything else flees when Jesus gets a hold. Isn't that right, Dad? You believe he makes you well now? Go on your road rejoicing. That's the way to do it. Amen. Believe him that he does it. Say it's true. It's powerful. It's God. It can't fail. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may it be, our brother. Amen. Hallelujah. If I told you it was me, you'd sit there in a chair. Would you believe it? Then go rejoicing, for you are healed. Jesus Christ has made you well. I hear comes a blind woman again. Bow your heads everywhere. Have faith in God. Sister, if I was able, my poor sister, hair green, wrinkled hands, no doubt she's done many hard days' work. Standing here blind, I see him leading you up the steps and leading you out when I called your number. I see him leading you up here blind. But you can be led by the Master's hand if you can believe. I can only pray. It's been a long time, hasn't it, sister? And to walk around in blackness and darkness is horrible. To set in a world all to yourself in a world of blackness and darkness. May Jesus give you sight tonight, sister. I'll ask every man, woman, boy, and girl in here to keep your head bowed and pray with me. In Jesus Christ's name. Now remember, we're dealing with blind spirits. When they come out of one, they try to go to another. So just that you might know, keep your head bowed until you're asked to look up. Or it might be a few days from now, you might not have sight. Wait till you hear me say, raise your head. Because when you look, the eyes is the gate to the soul. You say, Brother Branham, that's psychology. If it is, Jesus used it. He took a blind man and led him away from the crowd and took him outside the city and prayed for him. Get him away from the crowd. And I pray. When he went to raise Jairus' daughter, he put everybody out of the house. He's still Jesus tonight. Whether the woman will be able to see, I don't know. She's standing here totally blind and dark. Now have faith in God. and believe while I pray for her, please. Now, I keep your head down and let the lids over your blind eyes be closed while I ask our Lord Jesus. Believe that He's going to break forth and shrink up these demons in here that you'll be able to see. Oh, Father dear, as I stand by a blind woman, one set along the highway begging, and Jesus came. Oh, come near, Lord. There might have been many there that had faith. I don't know. I wasn't there, Lord. But I know you give Barnabas his sight. When he's seen, he can see. I believe he tried to follow you. This poor old mother standing here. She's blind, Lord. You know her. I'm just a man. I've tried to represent you. Push back the blackness far, will you, Lord? Break forth sight in these blinded eyes. We don't ask for miracles, Lord, but just something to encourage her that would make her know that you're the Son of God. And I'll be your servant, Lord, to tell them the truth. I believe if you'd do it, Lord, everyone in here would accept you right then. Please do. Now, will you hear my prayer as I ask you with all my heart in Jesus' name? Now, Satan, this duel of faith, you claim her, and I claim her for Jesus. I claim that you have no power over her. I claim that you have no power over nothing. Jesus Christ, my Lord, stripped and robbed you of everything you had and every legal right to Calvary. I stand here as his representative, and you know he's on the platform. You know all about this gift. You know about where he ministered and how he did it. And I charge thee by the living God that you come out of the woman. Leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Every head bow. Let me see your eyes first. I'll call you if nothing happens. I just raise your hand. You see? Put your hand on. Open your eyes. The woman can see. She's got her sight. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and say praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray the prayer of faith. Almighty God, in Jesus Christ's name, I rebuke every devil spirit, every blind spirit, every deaf spirit, every person that's crippled. Oh, Satan, you are exposed. You're defeated. You've lost the battle. Come out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ, I assure thee to leave every person here and go in
to the world. Now, if that Bible is true, Jesus is obligated to His Word, isn't He? Now, if Jesus stands here tonight, and me, you and I, a stranger, and tell me something about you that you know that I do not know, and you hear, probably heard other people say how they were getting well of different diseases and blind and afflicted, you know it's Jesus is doing that, because man can't do it. Now, if God will help me tonight, if I believe that He will, to help you, there's the anointing doesn't strike me just right, I don't know why, but if He will, then you will believe and accept that whatever you're here for, well, I don't know what it is, might be finances, might be domestic, might be sickness, I don't know. But if He will tell me, then you'll believe the same Jesus that raised the dead is sure tonight talking. Is that right? All right. Would you believe it, audience? Every one of you, believe with all your heart. Now, if you see what a place it's in. Now, it's got to be God or the woman will have to walk off here without anything, see? Now, if she's sick and I could heal her and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. I can heal the woman, but by a divine gift, by Jesus Christ, if He was standing here Himself with this suit on, He couldn't heal her. He'd tell her that He already did it when He died. Did Jesus die to heal us?
Yes.
To save us? Then that's complete. See, we just confess our sins. And then He is just to forgive because He's already done it. We accept what He's done. Now, the little lady before me, may the Holy Spirit, He's here, and now may His blessings rest upon you each, every one of you. Be real reverent. I just want to talk to the lady then. All right, sister. Now, I trust that the Holy Ghost tonight, which is standing near, and right now, I want to ask you something. Just the last moment or so, there's been a strange feeling coming to you, hasn't there? A kind of odd, like a sweet calm feeling like something's fixing to take place. Because that's the Holy Spirit that's standing between us, see? A light. And now, you're here, and I see what's wrong with you. You are suffering from a heart trouble. You have heart trouble.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then you have a, you have someone you're concerned about, a loved one. It's a boy. And that boy is has a mental condition. That's right, isn't it? Now I want to tell you where my stumble is to you. I see here not long ago, you in a Catholic church or something, you know, saying a prayer, but you just recently been converted and become a Protestant just recently. Is that right? All right, now do you believe me as God's prophet? All right, go and receive your healing, man. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. Only believe. Let your faith rise up and believe with all your heart in Jesus Christ make you well. What's the difference in the walking of the lady at this time? Let's say praise the Lord, all of us. Sure. God wants to be worshipped. Now he's here. What did that? Right now I couldn't have more tell you what was said to that woman than nothing. What did it? I never did it. Here's the one that did it right here. And that's the one that's right here now. God knows that. All right. All right, everyone be reverent now. Here's another typical case. A lady, colored woman, standing here near a white man. And that was an Ethiopian, not an Ethiopian, a Samaritan woman that met Jesus that discussed about the racial affair. See, they had it in that day, but Jesus let her know that no difference. We're all the same. Jesus died for every one of us. Now we're strangers to one another. We are two different races, see. And our forefathers was raised in different countries. It turned some of us white and some yellow and some brown, some black. That's where it all come from, Adam. That's all. And Jesus Christ died for every one of us to make us all one in him. You believe that, don't you? You do. Now, you being a colored woman, me a white man, and born maybe miles apart, and never met each other until just now.
Yes.
That you have met me before. Did you hear that? What was that at, sister?
Right here.
Right here, 2 years ago, a cancer was eating her up. And I prayed for her here on the platform, and God healed her sound and well.
Amen.
Let us say praise the Lord. Amen. Is Jesus alive?
Amen.
Sure he is. Now, probably she hadn't told me that. I'd have known that in a few minutes when the vision comes. See? But if it was right now, of course, I might say it over. I don't know. I'm in another world, and I just have to say what I'm looking at, see? I can't say. I pray that God will give me something different from that so that it might help the faith. She don't need that. She wouldn't have sin. She just wants to be prayed for. Either she's got something on her heart. I don't know. May the Lord reveal it to me now. I know you believe me then, sisters. You bound to believe. The Bible said one time that Jesus was the devil. Some of the Pharisees and others said, can the devil open the eyes of the blind? No, sir. No, the devil can't heal at all. He has no virtue of healing at all. Only God. I'm the Lord who heals all your diseases, he said. That's right. Yeah. But you're suffering with something else, sister. That's right. I see you. You got heart trouble for one thing. You're suffering with a heart fluttering like around your heart. That is true. And I see something other. You got something like headaches or something. It's sinus trouble. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's the truth, isn't it? Now, I see Jesus still lives, doesn't he? Now, the woman, I don't know how many I can get to in the prayer line, but just watch the Holy Spirit now. If I could talk to her now just a few minutes, maybe he'd say something else. He's told her something, ever what it was true. Just break, I see you somewhere, I forget where it was at now, but I see you. Now you just believe, because you have good faith. No doubt of what you'll get what you ask for. But I really believe that what you've asked for, you already got it. So I just want to talk to you, you know, so the audience will know, and other colored people in here that know you and so forth will know. Now, maybe he'll tell you something's going to happen in a few days or something like that, or something that happened way on earth long ago. Just something that you know that I don't know nothing about. Just encourage the other people. I hope that he will. I can only ask. And this is a divine gift. Later this week, I'll explain the best I can how it comes. Something strange. I see the woman leading a little boy. It's a little boy about 8 years old. And the little boy he's been to a doctor. he's bothered with the constipation, and it causes his little bowels to bleed, and the doctor can't check it. That's true. I go to put that handkerchief you got in your hand on him, he'll get well. Hallelujah. Praise be to the living God who knows all things, knows the secrets of your heart. The angel that appeared to me said, you'll know the very secrets, the things that's in their heart. Isn't that the very same thing Jesus did when he was here on earth? Then why wouldn't he do the same if he is the same? He's bound to do the same. God only knows. Now here stands a lovely little lady before me. I've never seen her in my life. She's a total stranger to me. I don't know her, but God knows her. That is true. And God can help her. And the only way he can do now, he sent his word. You believe that to be the truth, don't you? In his word, he said, he has set in the church apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. You believe that, don't you? The apostle has his part to do. The prophet has his part to do. Gifts of healing, working with miracles. All these things are all those in God. And you're very much in need of that tonight, aren't you? Because you're suffering with a lady's trouble, a female condition that's bothering you. It's got you scared and worried. You don't know what it's all about. Faith. By the way, you've been in the hospital too. That's right. And you're a real nervous type person. And I see you've got stomach trouble. And every time when you eat, your stomach goes into a spasm and you're dry. Now go eat, believe God with all your heart. Come here, sister, that I might ask you to bless you. Our Heavenly Father, be merciful to this young person standing here who's in need of your blessings. And I bless her with the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon me. I lay hands upon her in Jesus Christ's name and ask that she be made well. Amen. Blessings be on you. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, who raised up his son Christ Jesus and set him on high, who raised him from the dead. He lives tonight. As sure as God lives, Christ lives. And his spirit is here. It's infallible. Put your faith to work tonight. Believe him with all your heart. Now that makes me real weak. Just as soon as I go to dropping, I can feel myself moving away, getting dizzy, like, because I'm getting weaker all the time. Speaking. If you just pass the people and pray for them. I hear the vision coming right now. I see that light hanging right over this person standing here. It's a woman sitting out here at the end. She's studying about someone. It's about a sister. And the sister has cancer. If that's right, lady, stand up on your feet. Does that raise your hand up like that? That's right. All right. You're worried about your sister with cancer, aren't you? Go give her the good news. Jesus is raising from the dead. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Believe with all your heart. Amen. Have faith in God. Believing with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Have faith in God. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. What did that? Brother Branham had nothing at all to do with it. What did it? The woman's faith in the resurrected Lord Jesus. The Spirit, the supernatural one that's here now, who knows you. Just let your faith fly away with him tonight. Just get into his arms and move away. Just leave this old quacking world behind. Cross the separation between faith and unbelief and move off in faith so many million miles beyond this chatter of the world here, saying the days of miracles is past and Jesus died and that settled it. He rose again. Amen. 2,000 years has passed and he's here yet tonight in Chicago. And when eons of time, when vaulting time shall be no more, whenever stars ceases to shine, when the moon melts and flies into space and the world is no more, Jesus Christ will still be alive. And because I live, you can live also. And we'll be with him when there's no more world and no more moon, no more stars. The lovely one that's with us tonight, we'll be with him forevermore in his presence in the Father's house. Hallelujah. Sure, you say I'm excited. I'm not excited. I'm happy. I got something to be happy about. My faith is coming closer in God. I find out God's done so many things for me, vindicated the work around the world, through every critic. I begin to believe that what I ask, he'll do it. Amen. I've got faith in him, and I want you to have faith in him. I want you to believe it. Amen. God be praised and blessed forever. Hallelujah. You believe, sister?
Yes.
Is this the patient?
Yes, sir.
You believe? Oh, if you believe, only God can make you well. I can't make you well. If you're sick, I don't know. But now look, if I stood here and talked to you a few minutes, God would let me know what's the trouble. But if I believe, if I just lay hands on you, you'd believe you got healed anyhow, see? You'd do it, wouldn't you? Sure you would. But God is for the sake of the audience. So, you see, I can't on these kind of meetings. I couldn't stop it now and start doing that because it wouldn't work, see? But the audience might know. Let's talk a moment. Now, we probably, is this our first meeting time in life? First time you've ever met me? Yeah, you were sure yesterday at the meeting. Well, I've never met you personally to know anything about you.
Just heard about it.
All right, I just want you to look to me a few minutes and take every thought away from your mind and just say, God, I know that this great feeling I have now doesn't come from that poor little man standing there. It's bound to come from you because it's working on my soul. And you know that's true. It is. But it has to come from him. And he alone. And now, if you believe with all your heart, and God will reveal something that you know that I don't know nothing about. And if he'll reveal it to you right now on the platform, you'll accept what you come for. Is that right? Will the audience do the same thing?
Yes.
May he do it now. This artist said it. If God will do it. I don't say he will. He might not. He's never failed me yet. But I believe he will. And if he doesn't, I'll say, sister, I don't know. Because I'm just a man. I have no way of knowing. But if he will tell me and anoint me, then I'll know. Now, may he grant it is my prayer. Now, you're conscious that something's beginning to move on you. That's this very life you see here in the picture. That's right. That's what it is. Now, you are suffering with something that's on your hand. And you've got a crippled hand. And that hand was caused by you cut it some time ago on something like a glass or something. And it's something taking place. I see the woman, she's holding it, was wrapped up with something. And it's great streaks, it took blood poison in it.
Yes.
And the blood poison got real bad, and it began to move it down.
Yes.
And it's straining, and you've been to doctors, and they can't do nothing about it. And you're a woman, you work. And you work in some sort of an office, kind of a, you're typing, and you're doing typewriter work, and that hand, and someone told you a long time ago about my meeting, and they told you about me. You come over to the meeting tonight, immediately after work, without having your supper. You got a prayer card, and you went out and eat your supper, and then come back, so that you could come and it's called in the line. Thus saith the Lord. That is true. You believe now? Go receive your healing. God is here. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Give him praise. Jesus raised from the dead and is living in this auditorium in Chicago tonight. He'll do anything that you'll ask him to do if you'll believe it. But he can't do it until you believe it. Do you believe? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I love him with all my heart. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, how I love him. Doesn't something just make you feel real kind of good down in the inside of your heart when you know you don't have to guess anymore? All the guessing's gone. The Bible's true. Jesus raised from the dead. He's here now. That's him right now. That's not me. Why, I can't do that. I don't know those things and don't heal people. It's Jesus, the Son of God. Have faith in him. What do you think, Mother, sitting there looking at me? You're suffering with a head trouble, aren't you? You believe Jesus would make you well? Little elderly lady sitting right here. Yeah, that's right. You were sitting there praying, wasn't you, Mother? You've got having trouble with your head. That's right. Now, you believe he's going to make you well? You do? Will you do me a favor? Now, the bit of Jesus has been so good to you, lay your hand over on that man there. He's suffering with heart trouble. He's had heart trouble a long time. Yeah, that's right. Amen. Now, sir, you're sitting here saying, well, Lord, why don't you pass me while you're talking to her? Is that right? Raise your hand. That's right. Now, he is going to pass you. He's going to heal you if you just believe it. Will you believe it? Amen. May the Lord Jesus make you well. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. There he is just moving through the audience. Oh my, I wish I could. Oh, how he loves to be worshipped. He loves you. Praise be his name. You ought to believe right now, every one of you. Have faith and believe. Here's a man standing before me. How do you do, sir? Are we strange to each other, sir? We don't know each other. Oh, you have been in the meetings coming to me. I don't know you. I don't know. No. But there's somebody here who does know you. Isn't that right? And he knows all about you. And he can heal you, can he? And make you well? Sure, he can. He's lovely. And that's what makes him so good, is because he's God. And he loves everybody. Now, if Jesus will tell me what you're here for, will you believe me to be his prophet? And then if he'll tell me, then I'll come. That's anointing of something on me, isn't it? Then if I lay hands on you according to the Bible, then you believe you'd get well? Now, you're suffering with your feet, aren't you, sir? And it's your legs also. Isn't that right? Now, if I lay hands on you, think they'd get well? Here's another thing. You've been all bothered about somebody. And that's a nephew, a man. And he's not here. He's in a big city, great big city that sits near a border. It's Detroit, Michigan. And right at this very night, he's in the hospital. He's under an oxygen tank. And he's got heart trouble. Take send a handkerchief you got in your hand, chew him for his healing. And you go in God's true presence. Hallelujah. You believe you were healed? I believe it with all my heart. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Be reverent. Now, don't get up and leave. Is it time? Or we'll close in, see? All right. May the Lord bless you, each one. When you serve, see, I can't, it won't, God is reverent. He can't, he just can't move when people are irreverent. We can't do it. I've held you too long, perhaps. Have faith now. See, I told you, sit still. You see, if you move around, it throws it off to me. See, it's souls. I can't explain it. Your spirit. And when you move, that interrupts the Holy Spirit. You say, what about that in the Bible? Why, sure. Jesus put the people out of the house to raise a dead girl. He took a man, led him outside the city, away from the people, to get him alone. What do you think about that little lady saying there on the end? You were right there praying, God, don't let this be my night. Is that right? If that's what you were asking God, stand up on your feet. Now, you know what? That stomach trouble you had is healed. Now, you can go eat what you want to. God bless you. Amen. What do you think about that dad sitting right behind her, sitting, moved right back to you, sitting there, you got rheumatism. You believe Jesus will make you well? All right, stand up on your feet, stomp your feet up and down, and go home. Say, thanks be to God. He healed you. Hallelujah. Lady, sitting there with your hands folded, saying, Lord, let this be my night. If you believe, you won't have heart trouble anymore. Do you believe? Hallelujah. Then go and receive. Praise be to God. Have faith in God. Heart trouble is not for God to heal, isn't it, sister? He can just make it well. He can do anything he wants to, can he? You believe you'll do it? Little lady, sitting right back here on the end of that row, first row over here, sitting with gallbladder trouble, sitting there praying. You believe God's going to make you well on a little short row over there on the end? You believe Jesus Christ will make you well? If you can believe it, you can have what you ask for. God bless you, sister. You receive your healing. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Do you believe it on one accord? Put your hands on one another and let's pray the prayer of faith right now. And everybody be healed at once. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, our Son, let this be the hour that when the people will set their faith in God and the great Holy Ghost will heal every one that's in here. Grant it, Lord. May their faith reach out now. Take a hold of God and be healed, everyone. Let the Holy Ghost fall right here in this building and make them everyone well. I rebuke the devil. I condemn him in Jesus Christ's name. I cast him out of every person in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.